For Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Jess Sheldahl. Public health officials say protective equipment like face coverings and masks are going to play an important role in slowing the spread of the coronavirus as Montana makes its first steps toward reopening. Homemade masks made by volunteers and businesses across the state have lessened the strain on supply chains for the N95 respirator masks healthcare workers need. Vicki Bird is with the Montana Nurses Association.
If our public wears these, that absolutely helps the frontline workers because, number one, it's not using up surgical masks and the N95s that they need on the front line. Plus, it's protecting others from them and helps flatten the curve and not spread the virus.
Bird says reusable masks help slow the spread of coronavirus by keeping respiratory droplets closer to the wearer's face and reminding them not to touch their mouth or nose, while N95 masks filter the virus out of the air. Karen Sorrell has been organizing mask sewing efforts in Gallatin County, and over the past month, they've produced nearly 3,600 masks that are still in circulation in local hospitals.
That first month was just a horse race. And now things are leveling off. We're getting supply chains identified for materials. It's amazing. It's a grassroots volunteer brigade.
The sewn masks are used by healthcare workers who do not have direct contact with COVID-19 patients. Last week, the group donated 350 masks to the city of Bozeman so that city workers can wear them as they perform essential services. John Henderson with the city of Bozeman.
This challenge of finding the resources beyond just the healthcare industry has been a very significant hurdle. I can really appreciate people within the community stepping up to provide a local solution to what is really a very much more of a broad problem.
In Billings, a local surgeon, a dentist, and the dentist's son designed a 3D-printed reusable mask. When volunteers started printing, a single mask took about 3 hours to produce. Then the Billings Clinic Foundation partnered with Spark R&D in Bozeman, which has the capacity to produce 2,800 masks a day. Face masks aren't the only protective equipment in short supply. Coaster Cycles, a bike shop in Missoula, started producing face shields for hospitals when they realized the shutdowns would mean furloughs or layoffs for their workers. Face shields are a plastic sheet that helps protect the parts of the face not covered by an N95 respirator mask. These are used by workers, like dentists, who come in close contact with clients. COO Justin Bruce says when they first started, they were going to produce about 10,000 face shields.
And the further the conversations went on, 10,000 ended up being 500,000. A few days later, we got another 150,000-piece contract for New York City Department of Health. Now we're speaking with and working with a lot of dentists all over Montana, and that is where we're seeing orders keep coming in.
Fernanda M.B. Krum owns Imagination Brewing in Missoula and hired 15 people last week to help make face shields in coordination with Coaster Cycles. She expects to hire about 15 more.
I keep going through the emails to be able to hire other people. I got a few more refugees. They're coming to start work. And just people around town that have lost their jobs and don't know what to do.
Governor Steve Bullock announced last week Montana is getting another shipment of thousands of different kinds of protective equipment, including the N95 masks, face shields, and gloves from private market suppliers and the national stockpile. Vicki Bird with the Montana Nurses Association says the added supplies will help, but
we need to be very thoughtful with that and keep advocating for more PPE because, as we know, and we're seeing the information come out, that we're probably going to be in line for a second wave. We're going to have to be able to have the equipment to jump on these hot spots.
Bird says the most critical action people should take to support healthcare workers is to continue practicing social distancing and wear a face covering in public. For some, this might be the first time they've put on a mask. Bird says wash your hands before and after you put the mask on and make sure it covers your nose, mouth, and chin. For YPR News, I'm Jess Sheldahl.